Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I ruined my mom's life and reputation. My 40F parents, Dad 63M and Mom 60F, have been married for 43 years. I have six siblings, 42F, 38F, 34F, 20M, 20M, 18M. I have been with my husband 39M, since we were 15. I got pregnant at 17 and we moved in with my parents. I gave birth to my now 22-year-old daughter. We got married at 18 shortly after. My dad's father passed shortly after our wedding and left his ranch-style house to my father. My grandparents built a house next door to my parents when they retired. My parents decided to let us live in this house. Amp, told us this would be my inheritance. My husband and I had no issues with this. We went on to have a 20M, 14F, 5F, and I'm currently 7 months pregnant with my last child, a boy, due in April. I thought I had a good marriage. We were intimate more than twice a week. We went on date nights. We bought each other gifts. We didn't fight. My entire world was shattered on New Year's Eve when I returned early from a girl's trip I had taken with some friends. I walked into my bedroom to find my mom having S time with my husband. My mother screamed at me to get out of their bedroom, which really shook me up even more. Unfortunately, my oldest daughter was also home in her bedroom across the house getting ready for a party. She ran out and witnessed my all but a bed sheet naked mother run out of our house next door to her house and slam the door. My daughter was devastated and went to my sister's house. I asked her not to say anything until I first talked to my husband. I asked him for the truth. He told me that my mom seduced him when we were 18 and living in their house. They'd been having unprotected S time at least once a month for longer than we were married. I ran the math and was horrified, because the timeline meant my twin brothers and youngest brother could be my husbands. I immediately called my dad and told him to come to my house without my mom. I made my husband confess and my dad was devastated. He and my mom were high school sweethearts too. Needless to say, we could hear my mother screaming from her house when he confronted her. I then told my older sister and she and I decided to have her throw a party for the whole extended family and we invited my ex's family as well. At the party, I had my 22F daughter take all the kids to our basement and put on a movie, leaving only the adult children and siblings, and I told them exactly what they'd been doing. Most of the family is on my side, except my three youngest siblings, 38F sister, ex's entire family. They all say I'm an off for dropping this publicly. Word got out and my mom's best friend, who is on leadership at my mom's church, my childhood church, called me to verify. My mom has since been let go as the children's pastor there and she claims I've essentially ruined her reputation and life. My dad kicked her out and she's now living with my 38F sister. And lastly, my dad insisted on a DNA test for the three youngest boys before he'd consider anything to do with their marriage. The twins are my husband's bio children. I've since kicked him out and he's living with his parents. My father and I are discussing me moving into his much larger house and him selling my grandfather's house and him giving me the money to buy a new house somewhere else to get rid of the memories. My husband is appalled and furious that I proved he actually is about to have seven kids, instead of five, that I'm going to be taking half his business away from him. My husband started his own HVAC company a few years back and for the first 5 years, I helped him get it set up, ran the office completely, and took time away from my teaching career to help him get this established. In my state, all marital assets, including businesses, are split 50-50. Since the house was still in my father's name, my husband will get no money from the sale, neither will my mother, since inherited assets are not subject to be split in divorces. My mother is also likely to not get any alimony, as our state is not a no-fault divorce state. I'm now over a month removed, still extremely bitter and angry at my mother, especially at her hypocrisy of calling me a W-or and shaming my family, when she's done much worse. I also despise my ex with everything within me now, as he was ducking both my mom and me in some instances, coming to our bed minutes later. He got my mother pregnant less than a week after getting me pregnant, and while I thought it was so cute and fun that I shared a pregnancy experience with my mom, she was carrying my children's half-siblings. He has broken all trust I had in men and being faithful. I have already procured a good lawyer from the firm that helped us in financial matters for both me and my dad is helping pay for it. My twin brothers, one of my sisters, and my entire ex's family have gone no contact with me and my minor children, and my children have essentially lost all of their grandparents but my dad, two uncles, and an aunt on my side, and my husband's three brothers, due to this mess. I've also developed ulcers and digestive issues because of this, so I'm visiting the doctor soon, and I've been in therapy since the first week of January. I've offered this for my two adult children if they need family therapy with all of us, but they're doing individual therapy right now. My 14-year-old knows that we're getting divorced and why, and she's so angry at her dad that I struggle sending her to his house on the weekends. I feel like she's old enough to make a decision on that, but I don't want to damage her relationship with her dad. I've told all my kids it's okay to love their dad, even if he hurt me, but the oldest two have cut him off 100%. I won't tell my youngest two until they're teens why we got divorced, and everyone else has agreed to not spill anything until they're old enough to understand. As for how I had no idea this affair was ongoing, my husband confirmed to me that they would have s time at my mom's office at church, in their cars, at a motel, and when we built the business, they started having it routinely in his office, once I went back to teaching. They also had it in our houses too when my father would go away on business trips or I'd be out of town. It was pure happenstance that I came home a day early from a trip, because I was uncomfortable from being nearly 7 months pregnant and just wanted my own bed, for me to find out. Knowing they'd be carrying on this full-blown affair still if I hadn't caught them is what I'm still upset about. The fact that the grandmother and father of my children cared so little about destroying our families is what I can't get past. What's hardest for me is that my own mother would do this to me and would continue to do this for years and not caring when it all blew up in her face that she would be destroying her entire family. Edit. Also, to add insult to injury, my husband confirmed in one of our mediated conversations the affair started when I apparently made him angry. He didn't tell me and instead vented to my mom when they were alone. She comforted him and they had s time. He loved it and then pursued her after that. He said he would have divorced me, but knew he'd get cut off from her and she was so much better at s time than me, so stuck it out with me. He told me I was a placeholder. Of all the betrayal and low blows, that statement is what keeps me up at night. Update to my AUG post. I tried updating this on that post but it won't let me add another edit. So here's the latest happenings. Update recaps. My ex accused me of also being unfaithful because he was and wants a DNA test when our son is born. My aunt exposed multiple affairs in my egg donor's side of the family and tried to claim it's genetic and hereditary. My dad and I's lawyers encouraged us to meet with my egg donor for evidence and for closure, and this update deals with the answers we were given about her choices when we did meet. I met with my egg donor, dad, and our lawyers last evening. Essentially, my egg donor said she knew it was wrong but enjoyed the attention. The s time was great and she enjoyed the thrill of it. She kept sleeping with my dad because she enjoyed their financial stability and carefree life and wanted to stay married. She purposely slept with him after each s time ool encounter with my ex to endure if she got pregnant she could pass the child off. She also admitted to enjoying the knowledge that my ex enjoyed s time with her more than me. She then said that she is moving in with my ex to his new place and that she invited the boys to live with them. The twins have visited once since the affair went public and told her they don't like my ex and refuse to treat him like he's their father. She said eventually they'll come around once she's married to my ex and then she'll have her family back. I laughed out loud and told her she was delusional and needed psychiatric help. Then I told her I would be taking out an order of protection against her so she'd have no access to my minor children. She called me a jealous and ungrateful cow for not appreciating that she didn't abort me and let me live. She said I should be happy that they didn't kick me out when I came home knocked up. She even had the nerve to say I should be thankful she kept my husband happy when I couldn't, so he didn't divorce me and leave me a broken and damaged good single mother. She then told my dad she suffered from postpartum depression after my birth, and my dad ignored it and her and made her feel alone, so she felt justified in hating me and to have affairs. She admitted to having multiple affairs from 6 months after I was born until New Year's Eve and said she'd still be doing it if I hadn't ruined everything. So, my 38F sister and 34F sister may not be my dad's either. My dad is even more heartbroken and angry, but we did have both our lawyers present and we got it on record. My dad has already reached out to my siblings, but to nobody's surprise, I guess my 38F sister already knew it was a possibility because my mom told her about both affairs when the twins were born and she knew they might not be my dad's and kept it from us. My dad is devastated by that even more than losing his relationship with my mom. I'm not sure their relationship will ever recover. I genuinely have no clue what is wrong with my 38F sister. My 34F sister doesn't want a paternity test and said our dad will always be her dad. My dad is fine with that. I sent a message to my ex through my lawyer that I will be filing an order of protection tomorrow so that my kids won't have to go to my ex's house if my mother is there. Neither one has even attempted to find new housing either, so I guess she's planning to move into my ex-in-law's house? I really don't want my kids around that mess. He has yet to respond, but at this point I really don't care what he wants. P.S. My family knows about the social media posts, as do the lawyers, but my ex and egg donor have zero chance of a good outcome in the divorce, so I'm going to be petty and enjoy their anger about being exposed, so I'm leaving it up. They can stew in their filth and know that not only does our town think they're terrible, so does the world. And I have permission from my younger sister to share what happened last night. I don't really care what my 38F sister thinks. Final update. Hello, thank you to everyone who has sent me chats messages supporting me and asking how I'm doing. I do have an update. One, I gave birth to my son in the beginning of April. He is healthy and I had no health complications. Two, at the end of March, I was able to get temporary full physical and legal custody of my kids. Three, my 14-year-old daughter asked me if I'd be willing to do family therapy with her and her dad. I did not want to do it. I fought it, but eventually I chose to do so for the sake of my daughter and her need to process everything and hopefully move on. 4. I learned a lot more about the relationship between my ex and my egg donor due to homework the therapist gave us. My ex did reveal more things which I believe to be true. 1. My mom had actually tried to seduce him well before we were of age, from my ex's recollection. When my egg donor took over the youth group, I was 15 and he was a few months from turning 15. The grooming began then. She'd counsel him privately because he needed it. They kissed at some point when he was still 14 and that was all they did, meaning they'd make out during these sessions until he turned 18. It was right around the time of the first kiss that my mom convinced him to ask me out and date me so they could keep seeing each other without suspicion. At this revelation, I was both devastated. My entire relationship was built on a lie and my husband never loved me, and also a sense of relief knowing that I had absolutely nothing to do with their affair. The reason I believe this is true is that when he asked me out, I had to get permission from my parents to date. At the time, the rule was no one could date before age 16. My mom went to bat for me, or so I thought. We started dating right after he turned 15. The timeline adds up. Edited. My dad is currently looking into potential other cases of abuse and manipulation right now with the help of the church officials. Nothing has turned up, and truthfully, while I hate my egg donor, I find it hard to believe she'd have the stamina to carry on multiple affairs with other boys. I think she seduced him knowing I liked him and wanted to feel superiority over me. Looking back, all of this makes sense. Her treatment of me and my children in relationship to her other grandkids, I think all of this was a seriously ducked up case of her being narcissistic and punishing me for ruining her life too. That did not have full S time until he turned 18, and I guess that was his birthday present from her. 3. My 22F and 20M children are still not speaking to him, which he has come to grips with and understands. They'll likely never re-establish contact with him. For the twins, and I have reconciled fully. Now for the egg donor. After the last phone call with my aunt, I cut off contact with her and my grandmother. I was tired of my aunt trying to guilt trip me into talking to my egg donor. My grandma is a whole other problem and is beginning to show signs of dementia and senility. She is still harassing my egg donor and calling her a W or a Babylon, which I'm okay with, but the other stuff she's doing and saying is not something I want to add to my life of stress. My 34F and 42F sister were the ones who helped me with labor and delivery plan. My ex knew what the plans were, but also that I did not want him at the hospital until I had already given birth and was in a better place for him to meet his son. He agreed to this. The day I went into labor, my 34F sister took my 14F and 5F children to her home while my 42F sister was with me in the room. Apparently, my 14F child needed something from the school and reached out to my ex to pick it up, as he was still on the official pickup list he no longer is, and drop it off at my sister's house. My egg donor was with him when he took the call. He refused to let her come along, as I did not want my children around my egg donor. She apparently followed him in her car to the store and then my sister's house and threw a temper tantrum on the front lawn of my sister's house. My ex broke up with her and told her she was too much drama and it just wasn't worth it anymore, and she flew into a rage and physically attacked him and started destroying things in my sister's yard. The cops were called. My egg donor was arrested for domestic violence. At that point, my ex, my sister, and I all took out orders of protection against her due to the instability and the situation. My ex moved into an apartment close to the HVAC company. My 14-year-old daughter has decided not to forgive him and told him that she didn't want to be around him currently, so only the 5-year-old visits my ex. He comes to my dad's house and visits her one weeknight and one weekend evening when I take my other kids and twin brothers out for dinner. We've established contact through a custody app and will be revisiting the custody issue in June. I will be pursuing full legal and physical custody until my ex can prove to me he's done the necessary therapy and treatment he needs. I still hate my ex with everything in my being for what he did to me from the time I was 15 until recently, but I hate my egg donor far more for what she did to us all. I do have some sympathy for him and I truly want him to be okay for the sake of my younger kids. Edited. Yes, he has met his newborn son. He met him the night I gave birth. I also allowed his in-laws and brothers to meet him as well. His in-laws and I are currently setting up plans for the 14 and 5-year-old to have time with them, as well as times they can come visit my newborn. My ex is allowed supervised visitation at this point, not a court-ordered visitation, but my wishes, which he is adhering to as he does his therapy and rehab and he gets regular time with the 5-year-old. He does get access to our newborn at least once a week if he comes with his parents if he wishes. He's seen his son at least 6 times since I gave birth and 3 in my presence. We're slowly rebuilding civilized communication. As for the other divorce proceedings, he's agreed to a mediated uncontested divorce and I'll be getting half of everything, including the business. I'm choosing to sell my shares to one of my ex's workers who'd like to become a partner. The ex is happy with this and I'll be happy to be completely rid of any ties to my ex. My dad was able to sell my old house. It didn't even get listed, as our realtor knew a family looking, and I have begun looking for houses about 45 minutes away from my dad. As for the egg donor, she has gone into hiding. Once the twins told her unequivocally they'd never live with her and that they wanted nothing to do with her, especially after how she got arrested, she began a whole lot of guilt tripping and blaming them. She is now contesting the divorce from my dad and only speaking to him through her lawyer. As for my 38F sister, she got a wake-up call from this whole thing when my mother called her and berated her for 45 minutes for not bailing her out of jail. Apparently, my 38F sister has been going through fertility issues. Like I said, I don't talk to her and had no idea, and she's been stressed out and anxious and feeling bad about herself, which is why she let our egg donor manipulate her, because she felt good about herself when she was getting all the positive attention. When she wasn't willing to pay the money to bail her out, as she and her partner were saving up for another cycle of IVF, she realized that she was being manipulated and reached out to me. We have begun slowly talking again, but she is on my side regarding this all. She is also talking to my dad again, which for his sake, I'm happy that he is able to reconnect with her. Having my son BTW, we did the DNA test a few weeks before his birth. He is definitely my ex's. Has been a pleasure and joy, and he and my other kids and my support system of my dad and siblings has gotten me through this and will continue to do so. I am hopeful that at some point I will be able to deal with my ex without anger and bitterness, seeing as he has trauma from what my egg donor did to him. I'll be okay. Like I said, this will be my last update on this. So thank you for all the kindness, love, and support. Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1, Congratulations on the healthy arrival of your son Op. I wish you and your family the very best. Redditor 2, congrats Op. Your ex-husband is trash for continuing the relationship with her all of these years. While staying in a relationship with you knowing that it was all a lie. But I am not surprised that he was groomed. I would also not be surprised if she did indeed do this to other men as well. So I hope the church investigation take this seriously and doesn't rug sweep anything. As for you, just focus on yourself, your kids and your family and friends that you know you can rely upon. Your ex will either get his stuff together or won't. But that's not your problem anymore. Your egg donor needs to just go away and never come back. I also hope your dad gets everything in the divorce. If the investigation that the church is conducting does indeed find out that she was grooming other men when they were underage, I hope she can go to jail for that. Redditor follow up, definitely agree with the husband comment. He kept up the affair for a very long time, long after he became an adult. He's been a parent himself for years, yet had no problem betraying his wife and kids year after year by sleeping with a woman he knew was doing the same thing. And then when Op found out, he tried to save the relationship with the egg donor and didn't break up with her until she tried to follow him to Op's labor and nearly cost him any chance at custody or visitation. Op only found out about the affair because she walked in on it. I have no doubt the ex never would have told Op and would have kept on betraying his family for decades longer with no remorse. Op has been a saint through this and she deserves peace. Ex-husband does not. Redditor 3, congratulations. I hope you and your kids end up having a happy and stable life. I feel bad for your ex because he was manipulated and groomed. I hope with therapy and rehab he can see with clarity what happened and how messed up it was. I hope your 38F sister finds peace and a healthy baby. I hope for justice for your ex and you brought about by your egg donor.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.